This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The election is over, and Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States. In what may be a surprise to many in swing state Pennsylvania, Donald Trump won the Commonwealth handily and by a wider margin than was seen in the last two elections. Meanwhile, the Pennsylvania U.S. Senate campaign is not called yet. It has not been called. WHYY's Carmen Russell Suchansky is in our studio this morning to talk about all of this. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning again, Jen.
Let's start with the presidential election in PA. Donald Trump won its 19 electoral votes, which seemed to clinch the election. What do we know about how he did this?
Well, first of all, turnout played a significant role. We can start right here in Philly, where the number of total voters dropped to around 710,000 from about 750,000 in 2020. So given that the city is overwhelmingly Democratic, Harris just simply did not get as many votes here as Biden did in 2020. Despite that drop, though, Donald Trump actually got a few thousand more votes Tuesday than he did in 2020, winning over 136,000 at latest count. All that helped him win nearly 40 more precincts and 23% of the overall vote in Philly, which is just well above 2020 levels.
Okay. And as for the state overall?
Well, as for the state overall, Trump boosted his numbers pretty much across the board in the vast majority of counties, but especially in rural parts of the state, winning even more votes than he did in 2020 in some places. So it stood to reason that Harris would have had to win more votes than Biden did in 2020, but she fell short and ended up with nearly a 2% gap between her and Trump.
Let's take a look at who voted and who didn't vote and why people voted the way they did.
Yeah, obviously we're going to learn more in the coming days and weeks, but in months, really. But there's a lot of what we can say now. And the first best answer is that Trump did better in Pennsylvania this election than in 2020 among younger voters, men, particularly black male voters, as well as Latino voters and Latina voters. Black women voted a few percentage points higher for Harris. And interestingly enough, a larger share of older voters also voted for Harris than they did in 2020. Looking at results from individual voting precincts, you can pretty much map this out. I just started picking various precincts to look here in Philly, places like Kingsing and North Philly, and comparing them to 2020 results. And in so many, you see Harris with fewer votes and Trump with more. And that's also the case in Berks County, where there are a lot of Puerto Rican voters, particularly in Redding, a Hispanic majority city.
Mm-hmm. And I know there has been a lot of discussion around those shifts among Latino voters and black voters. What did Trump voters in those groups say about their preferences in this election?
Well, so many of the people I talked to in both groups emphasized the economy and you know, noted prices as their top issue, just like many other voters, really. So, for example, I talked to North Philly resident Cliff Copper, who said he just isn't better off now than he was a few years ago.
These last 4 years with the Democrats, not impressed. Not impressed. Inflation affected everybody. Milk, $6. So I think that it affected everybody with food and sugar taxes. So I'm affected financially.
I should note that I heard similar comments from a lot of Copper's neighbors and also from some Latino voters like Misael Nieves, who had this to say about the most important issue to him.
For me, at the top of the list is just the security of our country, you know, which trickles down as a domino effect to our economy and our future children, you know, what they're going to be facing, what they're going to be responsible for, you know, the debt that their children are going to be responsible for.
And as we know, Democrats really push the issue of reproductive health rights, but that may not have been incredibly effective as a strategy among the Latino population. So, for example, Misael's wife, Eva, for example, she said she doesn't believe in abortion.
I'm not judging anybody that feels the opposite way, but me personally, I feel that when God puts that baby in a woman's body, it is not our prerogative or our choice to choose to kill it or not. We are not God.
I see. Okay. Well, changing the subject for a moment, let's talk about the race for U.S. Senator in Pennsylvania. It's undecided.
Yeah, Jen, I wish we could talk about it more. The Republican challenger, David McCormick, has had a marginal lead since polls closed, but that has tightened up even further as the final votes have been coming in from Philly, and it looks like the race could go into a recount. I'll just add that McCormick had tied his hopes on a Trump victory, and that that strategy may have paid off as Trump really helped pull up the Republican candidates down ballot.
Mm-hmm. And Carmen, what about other down ballots in the race?
Well, let's see. Among other statewide races, Auditor General Tim DeFore won a second term against his challenger, Malcolm Kenyatta. York DA Dave Sunday won Pennsylvania Attorney General race, the Pennsylvania Attorney General race against former Auditor General Eugene DePasquale. Pennsylvania Treasurer Stacey Garrity won her reelection. Also, 1st Congressional District Republican Representative Brian Fitzpatrick staved off his challenger, Ashley Ehaz. Democrats Brendan Boyle, Dwight Evans, Madeline Dean, Mary Gay Scanlon, and Chrissy Houlihan also all kept their congressional seats. Lehigh Valley Susan Wild did not, however, and she lost to State Representative Ryan McKenzie. And Republicans maintained the main control of the state Senate, but we're still waiting to see what happens with the State House of Representatives, where Democrats had a one-seat majority before going into the election.
Thank you, Carmen.
My pleasure.
Carmen Russell-Suchansky is WHYY's politics reporter. You can find our coverage of election 2024 by going to whyy.org/elections.